Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Keep Rayman Digital on the air through 2020 by pledging to our Patreon page. Your continued support allows us to continue to make great content and offer even better features in the future. Help us keep the lights on in the studio by pledging $1 to $10 a month. Go to patreon.com/Rainman Digital to pledge.
The Rain Man Show contains discussions that are 49% geek, 51% douche.
What's up, bitches?
Listener discretion is advised. So uncivilized.
Previously on Rain Man.
Are they predominantly conservative out there?
Yeah, I think they're forced to be conservative. Yeah.
Are they? I love me a Jewish broad. Give me a big old Israeli
chick.
We've
called in a consultant, Michael Flores. He's apparently a scientist from the faraway land of America.
The quieter, the better, right?
Jesus.
Gotta hide him in your closet.
Those Jewish ladies out there are fucking animals. They're machines.
Take notes. Take notes. He knows about this. This helps our study.
Gal Gadot is real.
Is real.
Yeah.
One woman.
Can I hear an amen? Can I hear an amen? Louder!
And now, from the Cave of Wonders, live in the presence of gods, welcome to the Rain Man Show.
Motherfucking peanut butter and jealous.
Let's go get him. Let's go get him. Light him up.
So don't stall him about the things you do. I used to think that you were sugar and spice. I should have listened to my mom's advice.
Hello?
Kick in the teeth again. Yeah, no.
Hello and welcome everyone to the Rain Man Show. We're here and we're staying alive.
Trying, man.
Trying to stay alive.
This is the people on the road didn't today.
Yeah, what is it about Arizona and weather?
Can't handle it.
It's like they can only handle sunshine. That's it.
Yeah.
If you throw rain their way or a little bit of wind,
They lose their fucking
minds. Everything's out the window. It's like, oh my God, what do I do? People stop in the middle of the road.
There's water falling from the sky.
And this is Arizona. It's not a ridiculous rain storm. It's just some rain.
They're so not used to it that they truly like it. They're Arizonans with weather are the equivalent of the turkey that just looks up at the sky when it rains and drowned.
Yeah. We're
AKA stupid.
Yeah, yes. We're dumb. Yeah, it's insane. That's the only thing I hate about the rain in Arizona, is the idiots.
You might as well not go anywhere. Wherever you are, you're just there for the next two minutes to 4 hours.
Yeah. So the holidays are here.
Is that official now?
Yeah. Anytime we passed, I say whenever we pass Halloween.
Yeah.
Once we pass Halloween, we are officially within the holiday season. And I mean, the last 6 or 7 months have just breezed by. It seemed like we were just in spring and summer, and now the holidays are upon us. It's the end of the year.
I know, dude. I'm not ready for that yet.
Did any of us actually go through with any of our New Year's resolutions?
I paid off credit card debt. That was one.
Well, that's a positive.
That was good.
Well, how much was it? Like a couple bucks?
It was
ridiculous
five
amount.
Five at one point.
500 or 5,000?
5,000.
5,000?
Yeah.
That's more debt than I have.
Well, now it's not there. So I'm happy about that. So that was one New Year's resolution. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, I had a bunch of other ones that, dude, honestly, it feels like July was a couple of weeks ago. I don't know what happened to August, September. It was October yesterday.
Yeah, it's insane. It's going by absurd. Very fast.
Yeah.
I was surprised that people are already talking about Thanksgiving, and I looked at the date. I'm like, oh, wow. We have, what, 5 weeks until the new year? 5 weeks until the new year, 2020. New decade.
Shit. I didn't think of that.
Yeah. But nothing's going to change. People are still going to be stupid.
Oh, yeah.
I think that's what it's all about. Stupid people will prevail. Too bad they weren't snuffed out in their cribs.
I proposed a bunch of different ideas, but nobody wanted to hear them. I'm a monster.
Are you proposing mass murder?
I'm proposing not murder, just the preventing of future generations. Yeah.
That's mass murder.
It's not. No, you don't kill anyone.
Is there
you
just a way
make sure that certain people don't have kids?
The only way I would condone that is if most Andrew Florida, was put example, into the that
he
equation.
He might be, according to the pre-show.
I think if I went back in time and I showed a picture of Andrew, let's say I was a time traveler, I was Dr. Sam Beckett, and I leaped into Andrew's dad. Okay, and I had to somehow just go with the technology and the logic. Doesn't make sense. Sure. And I had a photo of Andrew of what he would be. What he would look like and what he would become at the age of...
A photo with a printout of his information.
Yeah. And I showed it to his mother. Card. And I showed it to his mother.
Mm-hmm.
I think she would abort him. I think she would go with the abortion.
Wow.
Like, hey, this man's going to live with you until you're 24.
Yeah. And listen to you have sex. He's going to put his ear up to the door and listen to you have sex. Yeah, and then my job's done. And once I get her to abort you, just like Sam Beckett, when he completes a mission, he leaps out. But I'd quickly fuck your mother first.
But then you'd have a whole other timeline, and there'd be a half Michael, half Spindler spawn.
Oh, that's no, because it's not me technically; it's the father.
It would be him.
So what if you got? What if Andrew was one of the winner sperm?
Oh, and I actually
and you made things
gave
worse.
Birth to him anyway. No, she would abort him. Because I told her, like, this child I'm about to give you.
So you're Andrew's dad all along, is what you're telling me.
I guess so. I mean, it's the whole chicken and the egg.
That makes makes an uncomfortable amount
which
of
came,
sense.
Which came first. It actually makes a lot of sense.
It does. We solved it.
Yeah. I'm Dr. Sam Beckett. Oh, no. So have you guys heard about this bee sting that reportedly increases the size of your penis?
It's called swelling.
Yeah.
No, permanently. Permanently.
That's you one hell get... of a bee.
I'm willing to be a test subject.
Hold on. What do I need?
Let's see here. A bee sting to the penis can permanently enlarge it, according to new studies.
Time out. Won't that hurt?
I don't know, but you're going to have a bunch of assholes whipping out their dicks in front of a beehive. And be like, hey, here you go. Let's do it.
There's a group of them trying to fuck a beehive.
Here's some honey for you.
It won't matter if they're allergic.
Dipshit, you can't put honey on your dick. You got to put a pollen on your dick. God, you know nothing.
Yeah, I don't know how valid this is, but according to an African volunteer, it worked for him. But also, this is an African gentleman.
Yeah, wait a minute. Shenanigans.
Yeah, you know,
skewed data.
Yeah, I might... I'd agree with you on this. This might be false.
Yeah.
But just because it's an African gentleman, the data is... I got it.
Took a second there.
Wait, you had to think about
the,
that?
The abortion is taking its time to work through the timeline.
I can feel it. I can feel me fading away.
He's going to start disappearing soon. He's losing his brain.
Oh, shit. Okay, God, hypothetically, dumb. If that worked, would you do it?
Wait, put a bee on my dick?
Yes.
Oh, man.
If, okay, force.
No, better question, because I've come to terms with the size of my penis. Mm-hmm. A man that goes around telling people his penis is 6.9 has not come to terms.
In my defense, I don't go around telling people that. That information has gotten shared by various other parties repeatedly.
Yep.
Oh, Randy.
Mostly Randy.
Okay, well then, maybe... If it was, maybe we should ask Randy if she would put a bee on your dick.
Oh, that sounds terrible.
Oh, my God.
There's a bee sting. Not put a bee in your dick.
No, on your dick.
Is it a vibrating function?
You just hold the bee down the tip of your dick.
Oh, God.
That's horrifying. And animal abuse.
Well, the bee does die after he stings.
That's true.
At least he dies knowing he died
helping another,
helping a good
bro out.
The pain might be so great for Thomas, he might want to rip his penis off after that.
And that wouldn't be worse pain, Tony.
I would take a little pain if it meant a bigger penis. I don't think there's a guy in this room.
Oh, I'd do it as long as it wasn't like a, if it was a, like a good uniform, which we wouldn't be, like increase. It's not just like one spot is swollen and bad. Like
in one small like ring of the penis,
like bruised,
enlarged it in as a whole, then yeah, I'd go for it. I already got it pierced before, so it can't be that much more painful.
I mean, look at it this way, right? You get a shot as a vaccination, and yeah, you know, anyway, toss of the coin, wait, you don't get autism.
Have you got a shot for vaccination in your dick?
That's what I'm saying.
To prevent
the
STDs,
tetanus shot
or
hurts.
to heal.
If there was a cure for herpes with a dick shot, I'm sure a lot of people would deal with it.
Oh, guaranteed.
If there was a vaccine for that.
Guaranteed.
I just wouldn't be a dirty slut. I just don't want a shot in my dick. But I would take a bee sting if it meant it being bigger.
All right, see, so that's one.
There's the
that's
pros and
two.
Cons. There's the pros and cons. And honestly, there isn't a dude alive. There could be a dude in this studio right now with a 9-inch dick, girth, length, the all the works. Everything that the ladies love, right? And guess what? Mm. He would probably also take the bee sting if it meant it would give him like an extra half an inch or inch. So that's how guys are. We are more obsessed with size than women actually are with our junk. It's more of a guy thing more than anything. I'm not saying a woman doesn't enjoy some size. I'm saying we as men. It's caveman mentality. It's like, ooh, big dick in you.
What if it was a Flowers for Algernon thing where like you got a monster dong for like a good 2 years.
What? Hmm.
But then it started off to shrink smaller and smaller.
So it's kind of like a reverse mortgage. Is that what that is? How does a reverse mortgage work, Thomas? It's where you have like low interest rate for the first, what, like 5-10 years, right? And then suddenly you get slammed with it. Yeah, you know, I like that line of thinking, Andrew. So let's say you, okay, so you get stung by a bee.
Mm-hmm.
And you get an extra 2 inches and maybe a half an inch of girth.
That's sizable.
That's very.
Okay, you get that for 5 years.
Yeah.
But then
it shrinks back to its normal length.
No.
But you lose. Okay, so not its normal length.
No, Flowers for
you lose maybe a half an inch.
Mm. Here we go. It goes up by 2 and girth, but then it goes back to normal after 5 years, and then you lose 2 inches in another 5 years.
Have you guys never read
in
Flowers
another
for Algernon?
Wait, hold on. So 5 years. I like this better, Andrew. So
you need to paint a picture for.
Okay, so a total of 10 years you have. So
you
have five years of
enhanced.
5 years of normal.
Then gradually slowing.
What type
shrinking.
Of fucked up crossroads demon are you, Thomas?
You want this dick increase or not?
Okay, so 5 years of increased length and
right.
Girth.
And then 5 years as you're back to normal, but then decreasing into 2 years, 2 inches less than you started with.
Do I have 5 years of being normal?
I'll give you 3. It's a gradient.
Okay.
It's a gradient.
So
down.
3 years of normal, 5 years of extra size.
Mm-hmm.
3 years of being my normal length and
girth. I know exactly what you're doing right now. You're looking at it like a retirement plan. Like, all right, if I ride it out to my 60s.
Okay, so I have a good 7 years then.
Sure.
Okay. And then I lose 2 inches at the end.
Right.
Okay, I'll be...
Silent
if I can take that,
answer.
If I can take that deal at 43, I'll be 50.
Right.
By the time I start losing 2 inches. Now, is the 2 inches like completely taken from me immediately or do I slowly shrivel?
You slowly go down to that.
Around
an inch a year.
An inch a year.
Yeah. Let's just keep
after
it simple.
Those 8 years or whatever you get.
So 52. That might be a deal worth taking.
Do you want?
Because you can lock down a chick. With that size.
And then she's sitting there like, I swear to God it was bigger at one point.
Yeah, she'll love you, you
like,
treat
what
it
the
right.
Fuck?
And then she'll just be so in love with you, she won't leave, right? That's how it works?
I could have swore I didn't have to use you as a toothpick before.
Jesus. I'd take
that. I don't
that.
Know if I'd do that.
I would. I think I would take it.
Nah.
Nah.
5 years of party time.
Yeah, but here's counter argument. You've already had however many years of what you got now. So yeah. Is that worth losing more for a temporary high?
Right. Okay. And that's a valid point. It's not like I'm a schlub and a loser for the last 40 years of my life. I've done all right.
You've done all right. Now, if you were sitting with two and you went up to four.
But then you go then to zero.
You were already at two. It didn't matter. That's, you weren't doing well anyway.
That's true.
Like, you just give up at that point.
So now you're not selling me, Thomas. What type of crossroad demon are you?
My numbers wrong.
What type of pervert crossroad demons are you?
I like to stylize my plans for individuals.
I think I'd still take it. I'm just that type of guy.
Just always need bigger.
Yeah. What about you, Tony? Would you take that deal?
I don't know.
Does it come with a hot chick as well that likes it?
No, you have the time to figure it out yourself.
So you have to do all the work.
Yep. Nothing else changes.
This is like one of those Twilight Zone deals that, you know, like all of a sudden it sounds great. And then at the end,
where has he been?
It's like you're just saying that, you know, like you have to like.
He loses. He made a deal to lose his brain.
I don't know.
Did I go back in time and
he added
make
2 inches
deal?
To his dick and he lost 200 points on his IQ?
Yeah. It's the ratio. You know, like it's what do they call that? You know, like it's yeah, what was that?
There's
the ratio.
Something on my dick.
Yeah. Like it's like
my dick is shrinking.
I'm trying to find the right
has
words.
Gone down 2 inches. Oh my god.
My dick grows, but my brain shrinks.
He is the flower shroud now. There you go.
Bee on my dick. Wow.
That music's always creepy.
Yeah.
I gotta say.
Oh yeah.
So when would you go for it, Tony, though?
Yeah, that's what I want to know.
Yeah. Yeah, okay. What the hell?
I like how you answered that. Like, hey, do you want a number 4 combo?
Yeah,
that sounds good. Yeah, that sounds good. Would you like to supersize it?
Do you want your dick to increase and then get smaller forever?
Yeah, let's go for it.
Yeah,
let's go for it. I may not notice the difference, maybe.
He's got so much that he doesn't care to lose some.
What the hell? Let it roll.
I like how Tony rides. I can get behind
blindly
that.
Blindly into the night with no direction.
Blindly into the light, into the wall.
It's exciting.
Into the wall with no helmet.
My God.
Yeah. So we are really backed up on a lot of things. There's a lot of information we have not gotten to because over the last, 3 months, the shows have been kind of sporadic.
A little bit, yeah.
Yeah, due to personal lives and also TV season has really just thrown a wrench.
Kicked us in the taint.
Yeah. But one thing that has really irked me, and I don't know if, tell me if my feelings are valid. Okay, can you validate me, Thomas? Okay, I'm going to share this with you. The whole age-appropriate thing with Keanu Reeves just really gets under my skin. Now, you've heard the recent news that Keanu Reeves has finally come out publicly with a girlfriend, which is something he doesn't do, apparently.
Right.
Okay? And this woman, which, by the way, I feel like this headline is insulting, in my opinion. They're trying to, once again, use it as a platform to pat themselves on the back and say this is a good thing. But honestly, it's very insulting to Keanu Reeves' girlfriend that basically she's a normal girl, a normal woman, not a starlet, not a bombshell blonde that most A-list celebrities of Keanu Reeves' age would probably be dating, right?
Mm-hmm.
So they make this big deal that Keanu Reeves, and this, the very thing they're doing is the reason why Keanu Reeves has never publicly come out to say that he's dating someone because of this type of bullshit. But now it's created this entire discussion about age appropriate. Age appropriate.
Mm-hmm.
Should a 50-year-old man date a hot 27-year-old? Or should they be demonized for it? Should they be shamed for dating a young woman? When they're 50, they should be dating a woman who's 45, 50, 60 years old, apparently, according to this new way of thinking. And I'm going to reverse it and say the same thing for women. Women who are 60, if they can pull it, and I know plenty of hot 50-year-old women. There's a lot of them out there. A lot. Are we going to also do the same thing to them? If you're 50 years old, suddenly now you can't date someone who's in their 20s or 30s. And it gets under my skin because why are we shaming the person? If the person is of legal age, what does it fucking matter?
It shouldn't.
And if the person is entering into said relationship consensually, why is it anyone's business to shame anyone? Because they think they're defending the world by saying, oh, you're 50, you shouldn't be dating a 27-year-old. But what does it say to the 27-year-old?
She's
not capable of making her own mature decisions?
She's a strong, independent woman who can make her own decisions unless we find them questionable. And then it's a filthy man taking advantage of a clearly less than intelligent person who doesn't make her own decisions?
Right. The whole...
Or is it insulting to how, oh, she's normal, quote, looking and age appropriate. So you're saying she's average and old.
Yeah.
Good job, guys.
Yeah, the whole conversation is insulting. Because it does imply that they're not capable of thinking for themselves and choosing their own partners in their relationship.
Lest we ever consider the fact that maybe it's two people who find something about the other person on an individual personal level that they like and care about. And that's the sole basis for the relationship.
Yeah.
No, couldn't be that one.
A little silly, but that's something that's really just annoyed me. And it's taken everything in my power not to go to social media because I just don't post those types of things anymore because it just creates unnecessary toxic dialogue. And there's plenty of that on social media.
Right.
But it really irks me. I'm like, you guys are insulting the woman.
Yeah.
Same thing happened years ago with who's that woman that writes and produces Mindy Project? What's her last name?
Mindy Kaling.
She's awesome.
Yep.
And she just did a movie, I want to say 6 months ago. It's called Late Night, or I think it's called Late Night. Amazing movie. Fucking hilarious and funny. She is a talent. She also has fallen victim to this way of thinking, where people would point to her on social media and say, we really like you that you're a leading actress in a TV show and movies because you look like us. You're normal. You're not beautiful.
Yeah. Good job.
I'm like, you understand that that probably destroys Mindy, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like, that probably really gets under her skin and destroys her. She's already in an industry that's extremely superficial. And then here you come along with your blogs and your articles congratulating her for being normal and chubby.
You're a 5 out of 10. Thanks.
To me, that would hurt worse because you would expect Hollywood to be superficial, but then your fans who allegedly love you are insulting you by calling you mediocre and normal. Hey, you look just like me.
Yeah, they don't realize that's kind of a backhanded compliment. And I think most,
but that's what we do nowadays,
can say on average people aren't attractive on average.
Yeah, like, no,
we're all
kind of
fucked up and messed up looking in certain ways.
Yeah,
that's just a normal, that's what it is. That's normal. And whether or not they like it, American Hollywood stardom is very superficial for a number of different reasons. So I think it's the same virtue signaling, white knight, look at me, I'm defending, I'm an ally, when you don't fucking understand or grasp the concept from a fundamental level. You're just indirectly being an ass.
I just think it's silly. Like, let's relax. Let people do what they want. And if they do something you like, be like, hey, that's awesome. Good for you. But let's not generalize and then expect everyone to follow suit and then point to this person as if they're the hero, savior of the world and say this is how they should be. Because what about all the other people not doing that who are equally good? Now you're what? Disavowing them, saying they're not good. They're not great. They're shitty. They're bad people.
They're no one special.
They're incapable of making decisions.
All the above.
I was blown away with the amount of blogs posts that just came out on social media about this whole Keanu Reeves thing.
Well, it also
goes, look, a normal girl. Keanu Reeves is with a normal woman. Whoa.
I also go back to what you said before, where it's like, if you can get it. Older men, older women have done it, will continue to do it, whether or not they... It's no one's fucking business.
And power and money will always bring
people together.
It will. And if you're a powerful woman with money, you're going to probably get a better looking guy. If you're a powerful and wealthy dude, you're probably going to get a better looking woman. And it's probably not going to be age appropriate. It's what happens. If you don't want it to be that way, then quit being a human being. Because even the people writing these articles who are like 20 years old be like, oh, God, I want to fuck Keanu. Oh,
yeah.
Oh, please. That's what they're saying.
Well, and that's the other thing, too, is ultimately if one of these people that you want to either praise or chastise said, hey, do you want to fuck? Most of us are going to say, yeah. Most of us are going to admit to that.
I mean,
we're all okay. Superficial.
I mean, Angela Lansbury.
Mm-hmm.
Or who's hot right now? Jeez, I'm completely out of the loop.
Helen
here.
Mirren?
Who's that?
That's the
that's Tony's age appropriate one.
No, that's the that's the one who played the you know like in the got the in Oscar red. For the yeah.
Andrew, bring up age appropriate women for Tony.
Age appropriate women.
No,
for
just
Tony.
Say how old are you, Tony?
I'm 50.
Okay, Andrew, you bring up women in their 50s. Thomas, you bring up women in their mid 20s who are famous.
Late 20s now.
Yeah, mid-20s, late-20s, who are... well, I'm going to use both of them for Tony, okay?
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Let's see what we get here.
All right, Yahoo Entertainment. Actually published this early. Nicole Kidman.
Ooh, that's a good one.
Yeah.
This might not work. Look at that 7-year-old actress.
Actresses. Age 70.
Gotcha.
Julie Andrews.
Oh, hey.
And these are what, women in their 50s?
Oh, you said 70s.
Oh, 70s. No, 70s. I like how Tony's still with it. He's like, yeah.
Yeah, let's do this. Geriatric war. Give me that. No condoms needed.
Give me that wrinkled puss.
Age 50, Helena Bonham Carter.
Hmm.
Really? Yeah.
Selma Hayek.
This might not work for me either, really? Because if age appropriate is a thing, I don't give a shit. Because Carla Gugino, I mean, she's 48. Is that age appropriate for me? Yeah. Can be. I'll make it.
Is it a consensual relationship?
No.
Oh. Well,
Jesus.
Shit. Julianne Moore.
Julianne Moore. Oh. Yeah,
I don't think this is working.
Yeah, this isn't working because these women are fucking hot still. Yeah. See, that's my point, though.
Attractive is attractive.
It doesn't matter how old they are.
Nope. Hold on. This would be the straw.
That's why age appropriate is just ridiculous.
This would be the straw that breaks the horse's back. Sarah Jessica Parker.
How old is she?
She was born in 65.
Okay, do the math, because I'm not.
54?
Okay, and why is that going to be the straw that breaks the camel's back?
Because she looks like a horse.
So dumb. I actually think she's attractive. She's not ugly. Do you think she's not attractive, Andrew?
I do not like her face.
She's a woman, therefore he has issues
correct.
With it.
Yeah.
Also correct.
I don't like her.
There's vagina.
Oh. Cuties. Okay, so do you have your list, Thomas?
I have a list of women who are in their late to early 20s.
Okay.
Celebrities.
Andrew, do you have your list?
I just did my list.
Do you have the list still? That's the question.
Yes, I do.
God damn, it's like asking my kid. It's like asking
do you have
my
the list?
It's
do
like,
I?
Like asking my kid if he did his homework. Okay, give me your first name on your list, Thomas.
They have here Vanessa Hudgens, age 28.
Hmm. Okay. And give me the first name on your list, Andrew.
Nicole Kidman.
Who do you choose, Tony? Nicole Kidman or Vanessa Hudgens?
Ooh, Nicole Kidman.
Okay, age appropriate. Give me the next one. Let's just keep doing this. Thomas?
Okay, we have Rihanna, age 28.
Helena Bonham Carter.
Oh, that's a hard one, right, Tony?
That is a hard one.
Who do you choose?
Gosh. At first, I'm like going Rihanna.
Okay, that's not age appropriate. You fucking white male.
I know.
All right, next one.
Blake Lively, age 29.
Can we have some photos pulled up on her? Because I don't remember
there you go.
What she looks like.
You want me to put them in Discord?
Put them in Discord.
Right, give me a minute because I got to download. And... here, I'll just share this link that I found.
Okay.
There you go. She she's at the bottom of that list.
Wait, Don Garrett is trying to do something? Has he reached out to someone?
Me, yeah.
Is everything okay? What's he trying to do?
He's saying that he can't hear the live feed, so we're trying to work on that through chat in the interim.
Oh, there's something wrong with the live feed. Is he talking about in Discord or the actual show itself?
I believe the show itself.
All right, give me a second here.
Okay, well, we got Blake Lively.
So, Andrew, who's the next one on your list?
Robin Wright, age 53.
That's a tough one, too.
See, hold on. I got to look. I don't know all celebrities by their name.
Yeah, I don't even know who Robin Wright is.
Princess Bride, Forrest.
Oh, Robin Wright, the Mrs. lead female House of Cards.
Yeah.
Oh!
You know still who the fucking
is. Not a clue.
Oh!
I'm... I'm looking.
I will call on to my white male-ish tendencies and go with Blake Lively.
I'm looking at photos of Robin Wright.
You sick, disgusting man.
I know.
She is 29. She is a child compared to you.
Wait, who is it?
Blake Lively.
Oh, yeah, dude. Let's go.
Yeah, let's do it.
How old is she?
She's 29. Compared to Robin Wright, who is 53.
Robin Wright is, yeah.
I'd pick Robin Wright.
That's another close one, though.
Okay. Well, let's see here. Let me look at this list for another one. This one, I won't say. I'll save that one for another one. Brie Larson, age 26.
Okay. Andrew?
Selma Hayek.
Oh, Selma Hayek.
Yeah.
Selma Hayek.
I'm age 54.
Please.
I don't think anyone's truly surprised by that. But also, Selma Hayek has been attractive forever.
For literally ever.
Doesn't it blow your mind, though, that Selma Hayek is already...
She doesn't age.
Yeah.
Like Keanu Reeves or Patrick Stewart. Mm. It's just 10, 20 years have gone by, and she looks exactly the fucking same. All right. Another one here. Emma Stone, age 28.
Viola Davis, age 54. Emma Stone, hands down.
Yeah. You're not answering the goddamn questions.
I don't care.
I like Emma Stone.
Okay, so Tony's just showing how much of a pervy white male he is by dating these young children-esque age by comparison to his decrepit dying corpse.
How old is Emma Stone?
Well, I'm just being an internet journalist, guys.
Correct.
And it's filthy and disgusting and shameful that he's even considering being with somebody who's well into their 20s.
Yeah, that She's could a be your
solid
daughter.
Solid actress.
Erroneous, sir.
Your filthy
penis shall come nowhere near her.
You discount her talents, you cad.
All right, let's go. Kate Upton, age 24.
Gong Lee, age 54.
Who the fuck are you
making? Are you making this?
It sounds like a dish.
No, she was, according to Yahoo Entertainment, she made her American film debut in 2006 as Miami Vice. So...
As Miami Vice. Or could you go with the more well-known, as aka the lead in Memoirs of a Geisha?
There you go.
That's not what Yahoo says.
You're an idiot.
Gong Li is beautiful.
She's very pretty.
Very beautiful.
All right, so Gong Li or Kate Upton?
Gong Li.
Our data's all kinds of fucked. He's not helping anybody. All right.
It's just like...
Margot Robbie, age 26.
Oh.
Diane Lane, age 54.
All right, hold on.
This is a tough one.
Diane Lane. I love how half of this game is us reading names and then trying to figure out who the fuck these people are.
Margot Robbie.
Here's an almost 100% factual statement I'm willing to bet right now. Everyone wants to bang Margot Robbie. Yeah. Gay, straight, male, female, asexual.
Even Andrew.
Demisexual.
No.
Everyone wants to bang
even
her.
Andrew.
I mean,
maybe.
Come on.
I really don't think Margot Robbie is...
So gay.
That attractive at all.
Hold on. What did you just say?
I said Margot Robbie.
Margot Robbie.
Margot Robbie is a budget version of Emma Stone.
Oh my God.
Age 26, and he picks Diane Lane. And so Tony goes, Margot Robbie. And I'm like, here's a statement that I bet will be 100% true. Gay or straight, male or female, everyone wants to have sex with Margot Robbie.
She is one of the hottest women. Except and she's not just Andrew. Hottest. She's super glamorous, too.
And he said, no, Emma Stone's hotter. And I'll fully admit, Emma Stone is in my, like, top five.
Emma Stone from Spider-Man? She was in Spider-Man, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
The Amazing Spider-Man.
But Margot Robbie is everyone she wants to have sex with her. It's that Gary Oldman meme. Everyone wants to bang her.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Like, it just doesn't.
Quick poll on the Rain Man show, Invasion Force. Who does not want to bang her? Because that's a quicker answer. We already have Andrew.
Yep, I'm on it.
Yeah.
No, Margot Robbie, she just doesn't do it.
I hate you.
For me. It's something about her face.
And how gorgeous and symmetrical it is.
It looks like it's sickly.
You have truly, truly insulted Thomas to the point where he will throw something.
Here's the thing. It's one thing if you're like, I don't really find that person attractive. I don't like Kim Kardashian. I think she's a melted wax doll.
Yeah.
But you can't deny that she's attractive to most people.
And that's not what I'm saying. All I'm saying is I don't want to stick my dick in it.
I call bullshit.
Why? Okay.
Either one of two things is a lie here.
Stop it. If you had Margot Robbie and Emma Stone, but left lap, right lap.
I'd have a heart attack. That's what would happen. My life would have peaked at some point for that scenario to be engineered. And I love Randy, but she would agree.
Hold on. We had lost the feed, but we are back. So hopefully, if you're listening live, you're here. We're talking about age appropriateness in terms of age. It was sparked by the entire
Keanu Reeves.
Yeah, Keanu Reeves and his new found love. So quickly update me because I was gone in the server room.
So I went through my list of, we compared how creepy it is for other people to make the same statements and be in the same situation. So with Tony being the resident old man, age 50, we went through who should he be with or who would he choose? People, women in their mid to late 20s or women more, quote, age appropriate in their 50s and above. And Andrew had a list of women in their 50s. I had a list of celebrity women in their 20s. And we started going back and forth and Tony would pick one, some of which made him a disgusting heterosexual white male who should be burned at the stake by choosing somebody who's in their 20s, and others that make him a paragon of virtue by picking somebody who's more age appropriate.
Okay, so far we were getting through about two or three before I had to leave. So update me on the names and combinations and who chose what really fast.
Vanessa Hudgens was one that I had, the first one I had.
Nicole Kidman.
Okay, next.
Rihanna.
Helena Bonham Carter.
Rihanna.
So far, I agree with all of Tony's picks.
Brie Larson.
Robbie Wright. Robin Wright.
What?
What? No, that wasn't.
Robin.
That's what I said the second time.
No,
that's not the right combination,
yeah, that's
Tony.
That's not the right combination. What do you want
about? Did I skip to Halle Berry? Or Selma Hayek? I'm going down the list one by one.
Because I know it was Brie Larson.
Oh, sorry, Blake Lively.
Blake Lively? Mm-hmm. Blake Lively versus...
Robin Wright.
Mm-hmm. I went with Blake Lively.
And that made you a disgusting.
Okay. I have to disagree with Tony on
It's
that
close.
One.
It's close.
Because Robin Wright is a keeper. She's highly intelligent. She's super just mature and hot with that short hair and her little dresses and her little protesting behavior. I disagree with almost everything she says, and that makes it even hotter.
Okay. So what came afterwards now?
Hold on, I'm having a fantasy
he's
here.
You gotta beat off real quick, man. Have some I'm decency.
Sorry. Jesus Christ.
Excuse me. I'm
Let me finish. Okay. Go ahead. Next one.
Then I went Brie Larson.
Halle Berry.
You didn't pick Halle Berry before.
It was Selma Hayek. And I went with Selma Hayek.
Okay, Selma Hayek and who was it with?
Brie Larson.
Why is everything Andrew do a cluster? He doesn't even know
Thomas fucked up the first time.
I messed up one.
Okay.
You mess up all the time.
So the combo was Selma Hayek and who?
Brie Larson.
That's Selma Hayek, right? All day long.
And we said about how she doesn't age.
Yeah.
She's always just attractive and doesn't age a day.
All right. So next one?
I believe the next one I had was Emma Stone.
Viola Davis.
Emma Stone.
Yeah, that's an easy one.
Yeah, but it also made him a disgusting white male.
Oh, absolutely. You non-age appropriate dating piece of shit. You toxic male, you.
Yes.
And then I think I had Kate Upton was
Gong
on
Li.
Right.
Who?
Memoirs of a Geisha.
Oh, hold on here.
I went with Gong Li. I went with Gong Li.
She is, okay. Can you show me a photo of her? Because there's a lot of steamy ladies in that show. There's a lot of them. Show me a photo. I want to see if I agree with Tony or not.
All right, hold on.
Tony, you went with Gong Li?
Yes.
Over
Kate Upton.
Kate Upton.
Kate Upton's in that list.
Kate Upton have those saggy titties though that are kind of nice sometimes.
Those saggy titties.
I can't see them. Those are thumbnails.
You have the internet in front of you. Why do I have to finally?
Because my internet sucks. Okay. If I do anything, we're gonna lose the fucking live feed again.
Fair enough. Hold on.
Give me some Gong Li.
There you go. Jesus, God, balls.
Trust me, Michael.
All right, hold on. I'm pulling up this Gong Li link.
Here, it's porn.
How do you make this work?
Oh my God. Do we need to do you as the age appropriate?
Jesus Christ. Oh, she's the young one. And who was she up against?
Kate Upton, who's on that other list.
You know what? I like the older ladies in that show, in that movie. She was the younger one. She's the one also from that Ang Lee film, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm going to go with Kate Upton for that one. So sorry, right. Tony. I disagree.
No, no problem.
And then we had the divisive fight that you came back to, which was I had Margot Robbie.
Mm-hmm.
And you picked.
Well, I went with Margot Robbie regardless.
Over who?
Diane Lane.
Yeah, you chose wisely.
Thank you.
But you're also a piece of shit male with a fucking dick between his legs. I am. Michael should go back in time and abort you.
Oh, God.
I did say in his defense, I think anybody would have sex.
No. Horrible, toxic men.
Only horrible, toxic men.
Yes.
Sorry.
Dirty men.
And filthy penises.
That's your saving grace, Andrew, then. Because only horrible white males like me will have sex with Margot Robbie.
Here's a question with that. Am I still a white male? If that's the case. Because if it is, then I want to change the deal. Damn it.
Can we get a couple more? Is there any more?
Give me a second.
I want to see.
Demi Lovato, age 24.
Vivica Fox.
Vivica Fox.
Yeah, all day.
Oh, my God.
So age appropriate. Tony, you're such a nice gentleman. You're so nice.
Mm. Is that how it works? It's just a flip of a coin.
He's such a good person.
I know.
We don't touch people when you take photos. Your hands just hover above their ass.
I go back and forth. Horrible white male to like.
You just air fuck people. Like, yeah. you're just a gentleman. Go ahead. What's the next one?
Selena Gomez.
That's the end of my article.
I hate Andrew.
I'm trying to find one that Selena is different.
Selena Gomez or Andrew's mom?
Oh, Andrew's mom. Andrew's mom all the way.
Courtney Cox.
Well, okay. Courtney Cox, I always thought was attractive, but she was one of the people who fell victim to late 90s plastic surgery.
Yeah, and that's a shame.
It's a
because
shame, she was gorgeous.
Because in the mid-2000s, late 2000s, she was obviously older, and she still looked banging.
She looked phenomenal.
She didn't need it. You know what? I would say even early 2000s, or I'm sorry, early 2011, 2012, also looked fine. She was in a TV show, looked great, and then about 5 years ago, she did something to her face surgically. And I saw her in a recent TV show and it just made me sad. I'm like, why? Why would you do that? Just age gracefully. Just let it go.
Mm-hmm. That's a shame.
All right. We need to go to a very, very quick break because we need to reset and we'll be right back.
The rocket ship is warming up. The rocket ship is warming up. I sense the presence of God flowing through me. Please. I sense the presence of God flowing through me. Please. What's wrong with this voicemail?
voicemail message. Listen to me now. Fuck off. Go get yourself fisted.
Gal Gadot is real.
What the fuck? Say it with pride. Like I'm sticking my fist in you right now.
International House of Wu-Tang.
Come on. Come on back. I greet you with open arms and closed fists.
Crazy.
Fuck off. Go get yourself fisted.
Yeah, fuck you.
Your honor, please.
That shit crazy.
You're outraged at that? Go fuck yourself. You're outraged at that? Fuck yourself. All right? Fuck yourself and fuck yourself again. And if you don't get it right, then I'll fuck you. Say it with pride, people. Come on. Come on. Come on. Come on back. Come on back.
Fuck you. Fuck you. Fuck you. Fuck you. F-U-C-K-U. Fuck you.
When children are born, you know, like they don't, they're not fully developed. I need to go on extra journey, you know, with that, you know, and you know, like, so in this case, this fake rage is pussy shit. Just give me a baseball bat, some lube, and peanut butter, and maybe that's a good start. A French bulldog, a hockey stick, and motor oil.
A fist? For the asses of the masses.
You dumb ass fuck cunts.
Keep Rayman Digital on the air through 2020 by pledging to our Patreon page. Your continued support allows us to continue to make great content and offer even better features in the future. Help us keep the lights on in the studio by pledging $1 to $10 a month. Go to patreon.com/RainmanDigital to pledge. Acorns Core automatically invests your spare change and lets you invest as little as $5 anytime or on a recurring basis into a portfolio of ETFs. Your investments are then diversified across more than 7,000 stocks and bonds and automatically rebalanced when the market fluctuates. Save for the future and invest with Acorns. Once the show is on demand, click the Acorn link within the description of this broadcast and start saving.
Maher. Maher? Just come in my butt.
You're listening to The Rain Man Show with your host, Michael Flores.
Yeah, no, please.
All right, we're back. Rain Man Show, RM Channel 001. You can find us on TuneIn. Just search RM Channel 001. All right, so... Andrew, do you want to bring out that fermented...
Yeah.
Jism.
Oh.
Why don't you bring that out here and we'll give it a little taste test.
You get a taste test?
Yeah, you go ahead and do it.
Andrew's not gonna, I know we make a lot of jokes, but he's not going to like hurt us, right? Right? Why am I listening to this garbage? Jesus.
He hurts you in many ways. Look at that song.
I know.
Jesus All right, Christ, so, came in here with drinks in hand and some glasses like the fucking Cosby. He's like, I'm going to get people drunk and rape them.
That's a pretty good Cosby voice.
No, it is not.
That sounded pretty good, actually.
It sounded like a creepy rapist. Well, okay, so that was a pretty good job, I guess. All right.
So why don't you narrate this?
Me?
Yeah.
Christ. All right, so a homeless man wandered into the studio, beard and all, and he's pouring a magical cum-colored liquid.
Geez.
Holy fuck.
Oh,
that's
no.
Got the viscosity and the...
Yeah, forget it. No.
I'm
done.
Thank God it doesn't smell like
okay,
it.
Okay, have you tried this yet, Andrew? Have you tried it yet?
Just nod, and I'll say whether or not you did.
Like,
he says he has tried it. Yet.
This is batch number 3. I have tried it before. Yes.
Okay. Are we gonna die? Because can't you kill people when you don't know how to ferment things correctly?
And
you can get
botulism.
Botulism.
Okay.
If you're not fermenting properly.
Andrew, okay. I want to call
really
shenanigans here.
Now.
Andrew's gonna kill us.
I want to.
This
call
is gonna be some.
Is not good,
this is
dude.
Gonna be some weird heaven's gate scenario.
I didn't get any for me.
I'm calling shenanigans here because did Andrew call this a Filipino rice wine or something like that?
I believe so. Yeah.
He is completely wrong. It is from Thailand.
Smells like paint.
Well, that's why he's racist.
Yeah. It is Thailand.
I didn't get it wrong. It is Taiwanese. You're right. Thank you.
Not Taiwanese. It's Thailand.
Thailand. It's over there.
Wow. All right. So are you guys going to try it? I'm a little nervous.
I'm nervous, man.
Have you had sake before?
It's not the flavor. It's not the taste. It's not the color. It's the botulism that I'm concerned about.
Have you
drank out of this?
Oh, yes. Oh, it smells weird. It's not
like paint. It smells like sour milk and paint.
Have you actually drank any of this yet?
Yes, I have. I bottled this batch on Saturday.
And others have Tuesday? Others Tuesday. Also drank.
How long does it take botulism to take effect? Hold on.
How long do botulism?
Moonshine Bandit.
Yeah. Foodborne botulism symptoms.
10 days.
What? It generally begin 18 to 36 hours.
Okay, 24 to 72 hours to take effect, reflecting the time necessary to disrupt the the mental process. In rare circumstances, individuals may require as many as 5 days for the full effect to be observed, peaking at about 10 days.
He is slurring a speech.
Oh, fuck.
And it's just me being dumb.
The resultant beverage is often of variable quality and has a short shelf life. What the hell, Andrew?
What do you mean, what the hell? It's good stuff. Look, I slaved away my stovetop.
I poured something into a glass and then ignored it for days.
Some molds and yeast? What the
this
hell?
This is, okay, to quell your fears, I have been fermenting quite a bit over the last 6 or 7 months in total.
We're not talking about bathing your balls.
All right. Are you going to try it?
I don't want to die. I mean, I have a son. I don't really give a shit about me, but I have a son to raise, and I'm all he has. So if you kill me, Andrew, I will come back from the grave and haunt you.
Haunt the fuck out of you.
Haunt me to death.
We going to try it?
Is that I'm going to try it.
Scared.
Okay. God damn it. I hate.
Oh, my God. I haven't been this scared since they put the balut in front of me.
Michael has gagged.
He's right, got it's the not vapors. As bad as I thought it was going to be.
See?
I'm still afraid of death and horrible toxic poisons.
Have you done the grading of the alcohol? Like how much alcohol has it?
With
how
this
much proof? Oh, wait. I never gave it back to you.
No, I still do need that hydrometer, please. Thank you.
I don't know. Someone might have ran away with it. I don't know.
Oh, no. No, it's actually impossible to measure this without an alcoholometer because you're sticking boiled rice into a jar, and this is the resulting liquid that comes from that. So you can't take the initial gravity because there's no liquid to take the
initial
gravity.
So this is an actual hobby of yours. Like, you know what you're doing.
Yes, I do.
Okay. Right. That makes me feel a little better.
That's better.
This isn't just something you decide to do.
Hey, I had a free weekend. Yeah. Let's try it.
No.
Oh, three dead.
No, I've actually got I've got a bunch of mead aging.
It's
currently
actually not bad tasting.
It's pretty good. It's got a nice like citrus.
What you need to maybe work in the future. You need to possibly work on giving it a little bit of a flavor. If you want to be trendy and hipstery,
so what I need
give
to
it
do,
a little bit of a flavor.
I think Tony, are you okay?
He's struggling over there.
I didn't like
it. You didn't like it at all?
No, I didn't.
That's okay.
No, but, you know, like, it's got a little kick.
So what I'm thinking is of adding, like, pomegranate or blueberry or raspberry some sort to it to flavor after it goes into the bottle.
Isn't that what they do in prison?
Yeah, Pruno? No. Anyway, that was
No. I'll be honest. You know, in all seriousness, you know, that was a. I've never had Sado. I'm still a little bit pissed off that you confused it with a Filipino.
Honest accident.
Wine, you know, because at first I'm like going, "What the hell? I've never heard of this."
So everyone has a doctor on speed dial, right?
Yes.
Like if needed.
My dad's one.
The 3 day window is, I think, where we really.
I don't have medical insurance. Will your dad just still treat me?
Yeah, he will.
Okay,
he will.
Right.
He will.
But he's also a Filipino doctor. Is that a good doctor still?
He's very good.
Because he had a practice out here, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, then yes. I'm
yeah. Right, then you're good then.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, but yeah, Andrew, fuck you for confusing this with Thailand and Philippines, you motherfucker.
Wow. Aggressive.
No, that's warranted. That is 100% warranted.
Yeah, play back that tape. He said it was Filipino.
I did. God. I'm not denying it.
Yeah, okay.
And
I set him straight, so fuck you.
Yes, exactly.
Fuck you. Fuck you. Fuck you. Fuck you.
Yeah, you know, that's what's going to happen after I drink more of this Sato.
Dude, here's the thing.
You
like,
say you were straight?
I would be afraid of Tony drunk. Can you imagine drunk Tony? God,
no. Mm. He'd punch you right in the mouth.
Just pow right in the kisser, right to the moon.
It tastes a little yeasty.
It is a little bit heavy on the yeast. There's this, you know, hashtag yeast beast and all.
Mm-hmm. Have you ever thought about even like going further, like doing like some sort of a small batch bourbon or something?
I don't have the materials for a bourbon. Otherwise,
some sort of whiskey or like what's your next endeavor?
That's a good question, Tony, and I'm glad that you asked. My next endeavor, I have to make a pilsner for my sister's wedding.
Oh, okay. Yeah,
that's
okay.
The next.
Is your sister, or does your sister look like your mom?
Oh my God.
I plead the fifth.
That's a yes.
No, seriously, does she look like your mom?
The similarities are striking. Hey, she is very clear.
Can I swoop on in?
No.
What, would she like a guy like
her
me?
Her boyfriend.
What do you think? Would a guy like me and a girl like her?
Are you a small, buff Asian dude?
Kids oh, she it. Likes Asian dudes.
She does have an Asian up. Dudes.
So my dick will be really big then to her.
Oh, dear. Her current boyfriend, this is not an exaggeration, her current boyfriend will lift you over his head.
What's that got to do with mine?
Yeah, what is that? Exactly.
And your sister. Fucking.
So that turns her on. Oh, he can lift guys over his head.
No, stop it. No.
You brought it onto yourself. You brought it onto yourself.
No,
Andrew.
I didn't.
Have you seen Dirty Dancing?
I pled the fifth.
Yeah, no, but
your
you
sister's
brought it
on
up.
Top.
I like how he's defending the guy. Like, he's all like, oh, he is so fit and buff, and he can lift you up.
Michael,
you have no idea how strong he can pan you
to the ground.
My sister's boyfriend is. Oh, sorry, I'm straight. Ooh. I don't like Margot Robbie. What were we talking about?
He will lift you up.
So fucking hard.
Do you like...
I love it.
He's a buff Asian.
That's where you got the rice.
Just come in my butt.
It's time for news with Andrew.
CNBC.com reports hacked Disney Plus accounts are reportedly being sold for as little as $3. Thousands of Disney Plus user
accounts. Probably what the rate should be.
Yeah. User accounts have been stolen by hackers and put up for sale on the dark web, according to multiple reports. Disney Plus is the new subscription service, subscription-based streaming service from Disney that was officially launched last Tuesday. Just hours after the service was rolled out, hackers hijacked user accounts and were either offering them for free on hacking forums or selling them for prices between $3 to $11, according to an investigation by the news site ZDNet.
Okay, did anyone get... Mike, did you get Disney Plus?
Mm-hmm.
What is it? Is it any
hold
good?
Hold on. I'm seeing who's voting for who wants to bang Margot Robbie. So far, Don Garrett, Tabitha Tyree. Oh, that's kind of hot.
Yeah.
Let me think about that for a second. Portia Cleghorn. Let me think about that one for a second, too. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah. What was your question?
Yeah.
There's also a couple more here on the picture I posted. You also got Avi and Sean chiming in. And basically everybody but Andrew so far.
Yeah.
Well, this is done do for me.
Oh my God.
Not unlike my sister's boyfriend.
Can Margot Robbie lift you above your head?
He can.
User
him
says
rice.
I like small dicks for anal.
No, stop it. We're done. No. We're not. We've already desecrated my mother. We're not going to do that to my sister.
Hey, sis. How's it going? What's your boyfriend up to?
Users said hackers were accessing.
That's a great. that's a word. Inaccurate. I like it.
Oh, shit.
Oh, God, I'm going to piss myself.
Users said hackers were accessing their Disney Plus accounts, logging them out of their devices, and then changing the email and password associated with that account, according to ZDNet. The BBC also reported that it found hacked customer accounts for sale on the dark web. A spokesperson for Disney told the CNBC the company takes privacy and security of our users' data very seriously. And
it's not that seriously.
And there is no indication of a security breach on Disney Plus.
But there is.
It is likely that some users may have used the same email and password for multiple sites, including Disney Plus, and their credentials could have been stolen through previous security breaches at other companies. Cybersecurity expert told CNBC that when hackers obtain large databases, they use various means to take over an account, including something known as credential snuffing.
Jesus.
It happens when the attacker automates the process of trying usernames and passwords on a targeted site, says Ite Mayor, chief security officer at cyber intelligence company Insights. He explained that such a method is powerful because many people use the same password on multiple websites. This allows attackers to test and see if the password is from the obtained database and was used on the targeted site.
Huh.
I like how they're trying to pass the buck, though.
I don't really understand the Disney Plus insanity. Like, I was Team Disney Plus. I was like, yeah, it's gonna be cool, it's gonna be awesome. There's really not much to it.
Yeah,
it feels like a knockoff Netflix.
As it is, literally,
like the way it's set up, they'd even go with an original design. They literally ripped Netflix's design.
Have you had the performance issues with the application itself as well?
On the first day, yeah, there's been some issues, and there's a few other features that they should probably add, but forget that for a second. Just the content alone. And I said this during a recent Marvel and RMD broadcast that Bobby and I did. It's the greatest work of all time. Disney convinced people to buy Disney Channel.
Yeah, that's what it is.
That's
yeah.
all they did. Disney Channel and ESPN has been two of the worst deals for Disney over the last 10 years. They have not made any money for them. It's the only, let's say brand product that they have that's really been pulling down their bottom line year after year after year. No one gives a shit about Disney Channel. No one gives a shit about ESPN. So what do? They make people care about Disney Channel. Is it genius? Is it a genius business strategy? Is it diabolical? Absolutely. I applaud them.
All of the above.
They actually made people give a fuck about Disney Channel. But it's classic Disney. They didn't even give you anything really new.
Here's the thing, though, dude. Who thought they were going to?
Well, we assumed that they were going to give us an onslaught of original content. They gave us one show.
I've told you.
And three other shows that aren't really that great. And they're not even really, they're classic Disney Channel shows. Shows that nobody watches. Even Apple TV, with their $4 a month, that's how much they cost.
Mm-hmm.
And they're also giving away subscriptions as well, just like Disney. They have like five new shows, and all of them are drama. They're narratives. They're stories.
Mm-hmm. With big names.
With big names. Disney gave us The Mandalorian. And they're 30-minute episodes, if that.
Whoa, they're 30 minutes?
They're
39.
They're not.
No?
The first episode was 32. The second episode was 26 minutes when you take away a four-minute credit sequence and a minute and a half intro.
Hmm.
That's what they gave
us. That's
shit. That's brilliant.
And then they gave us all the stuff that people are talking about. Oh, I can finally watch this.
Things you already owned?
It's either things you've owned, or things that were on Netflix, or things that were actually available on Disney Channel if you had cable. All you had to do is look on the on-demand section and search the name. And it was available to stream at any point. So all they did was take all their content, and the stuff that's trending right now, it's stuff from the 80s and 90s. So they didn't give us anything new. And not only did they sell us Disney Channel, essentially, but they sold Disney Channel from 30 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
when it was actually good, when it was original and innovative. Disney is the biggest fucking hack company. The more I look at them, the more they put out their hacks.
Mm-hmm.
They're hacks that are able to make millions of dollars off non-original content. It's insane.
I'm just saying, I was the one saying Soylent Green is people, and now everyone's like, these crackers taste fucking funny, man. This is bullshit. Because I told you, everyone, Disney Plus is a scam. They're going to give you shit you already have. It's just taking it away from places you already had it.
And listen, I understand the novelty aspect, and I get that people are really excited about it. I understand that, but that's going to be short-lived. In about 3 or 4 months, people are going to be like, well, okay, boy meets world, great. Okay. What else are you going to give us? And they're not going to have it because their next show, original show that people are actually going to care about, is not going to be available until next fall. So they have The Mandalorian from the Star Wars side and nothing else that people are really going to care about.
You can watch all the different Marvel TV shows coming out, like Blade and Hawkeye's Daughter.
No, those aren't going to be available, Thomas. That's my point.
Oh, shit.
That's why it's even worse of a deal. The first Marvel series is not going to premiere until the fall of next year.
Oh, God.
So they launched a platform with nothing new but one show.
You know why they did it this year? Because Endgame came out, and nobody can say anything negative about Disney without getting shot out back some fucking and left in some sort of mass grave. For dissenters and heretics.
And it's good if you have a family, if you have kids and you can like have them, you know, sit them from in front of the TV and feel safe that they can watch family friendly entertainment and you can watch all the classic cartoons. But again, this is Disney Channel from 30 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't give us anything new. They just put it all in one place like Disney Channel from 30 years ago. It really irked me. I was excited about Disney Plus, as you know, Thomas.
Yes, you were very excited.
And I'm going through it. And I had to do a real review about it and discussion because we're probably going to do, Bobby and I are probably going to do a streaming review where we talk about all the latest streaming channels and compared to network television and cable, premium cable channels.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm doing an honest, look at everything, and it's really not that great.
Nope.
It really isn't. All right, what else do we have in the news?
HealthyFoodHouse.com reports that Amazon is selling a bracelet that shocks you for spending too much money or eating fast food.
Hmm.
While we are all prone to bad habits, some of them are simply worse than
others.
Maybe
Randy should get that for you. Every time you eat like a cheeseburger or something, she just zaps your ass.
You know, I was going to make fun of this, but that's not a bad idea.
What's that noise? Oh, that's just Thomas eating a cheeseburger. She can control it remotely, whenever it's lunchtime, she can just randomly do it
zap
as well.
Me at lunch,
yeah, just like she knows that your lunch is usually around 1, and she probably knows you're choosing something very poor for your health, something that's going to add to your waistline, and she just pushes that button. Just as a little reminder,
hey, badass.
Yeah.
However, there is always a solution to cure a bad habit, and this time it is in the form of the Pavlok bracelet.
I might want to attach this to me on Friday nights, windy nights.
Windy nights.
Just to like...
You'll kill yourself with that.
Are you looking to quit smoking, reduce cookie intake, or...
I might end up coming, though.
Or stop hitting the snooze button? Engineers at Behavioral Technology in Salt Lake City, Utah, invented a wristband that will help you kick bad habits.
Hmm.
Similar to a shock collar used to train a disobedient pup, the updated Pavlok bracelet will give you a 350-volt jolt.
Jesus.
Whenever you cross a line.
I don't know how much that is, like, by comparison to anything else, but that sounds like a fair amount.
Have you
how much
licked
is it?
A 9-volt battery?
Oh, that's no. All it is? That's not that bad. That's the shock?
Well,
oh, I want, like, real pain.
A 9-volt battery is 9
volts. If I'm
going
to come, I need some real pain.
Hey, it's scientifically proven. Science.
This product.
Hold on. I'm eating Wendy's and being shocked. That was a good one.
Oh, God.
This product is sold on Amazon for $200.
Hold on. Now I'm going to look at the Wendy's logo. Hold on. I guess it wasn't enough to do anything for me. Oh, there we go.
Someone give Mike a towel.
All right. The product is being sold on Amazon for $200, and it is a manually operated shock bracelet.
We should buy that and do it on the show.
Wear it for like a month, and 2 months. And
can we put it on you, Thomas?
Does it lock on? How does it actually work?
So every time you get a craving, you should turn on the juice. It is manual operation. And there's no automation here. If you were honest and shock yourself every time you wish to eat unhealthy
food. Oh, I have
food,
to fucking do it like a button?
Yeah. It's like self.
Oh, yeah. I really shocked myself on that one.
Yeah, dude.
That's like, so less interesting.
Yeah.
Self-inflicting pain.
Oh, that doesn't work.
I have to press the button like, I've been a naughty. I have to self-flagellate because I got a sinful erection.
Oh, wait a second. That might actually work. Go ahead, Andrew. What else do we have in the news?
Moving on. Fox 10.
I'm getting way too aroused over here with that last.
Why don't you just like flick your the head of your dick then at the same time? Save yourself $200.
Ow.
No. The idea of spending and wasting money on something that's going to punish me? Yeah, I need that.
Fox10Phoenix.com reports. Reports a woman allegedly bites boyfriend's penis a jealous rage.
Now give me the electric shock.
Shock her.
Yeah.
A Florida woman allegedly bit her boyfriend's penis after.
Come on, ladies. We don't automatically bite your titty when we're mad at you.
What if you like just bit on the clit? Just like.
Wow. That's very aggressive. I mean, yeah.
Nobody wants
Are
that.
Are you harboring
right?
some anger?
No, I'm just saying nobody wants
Man,
that.
I feel sorry for Randy.
Randy won't let him eat the cheeseburger. Please. So better. She's going to bite her clit off.
Not a fucking.
Randy better not ever make Thomas mad. He's going to freaking eat your clit. Yeah. Not in a good way.
That's what the watch is for, right? This is a shock.
I'm going to de-clit you, bitch. Come here. You said it.
I made a joke about it's not fun, right? Nobody likes the sound
Jokes
of that.
Jokes are supposed to be funny, and that was horrifying.
And you're over here with like, oh, God.
Florida woman allegedly.
I got your clit.
Allegedly bit her boyfriend's penis after she reportedly accused him of wanting to have sex with another woman. Accused of want.
This might be a keeper.
Wait, she just bit it. She didn't bite it off.
Maybe the article states that the alleged assault happened during an hours long drinking session in Miami Beach that ended at about 3 a.m. on Wednesday.
Oh, this is a ghetto Miami Friday night. Oh.
Yeah, according to a local NBC affiliate. Esperanza
3 a.m. on a Wednesday. Jesus.
Yeah. Esperanza Gomez, guilty. Age 30. Age 33, was drinking beers with her boyfriend when a female friend joined them at about midnight, according to the report. The friend left a short time later, but Gomez became enraged and accused her boyfriend of wanting to bed the woman.
People when they're drunk make the worst decisions.
She allegedly shouted at him, grabbed him by the arms, and began to poke him with a knife. According to a police report obtained by the station, she then bit his penis out of frustration. Oh. He later told the police it was.
Why did he let her get that close? She was pre-stabbing him.
He's like, oh, you want to suck my dick? All right, that's how guys are.
I'll put the
poking. You're gonna go down there? Okay.
She just tried to stab me with a knife.
Yeah, but yeah, everything's cool. No harm, no foul.
My birthday.
Then she bit his penis out of frustration. Told the police.
Out of frustration. Who writes out of anger and drunken rage? Jealousy and drunken rage. Now that's what it was. Not frustration. Frustration is like traffic or they're out of the soap you wanted to buy. I don't bite a cashier on the cock because I didn't get the product I wanted. Out of frustration.
Now it is unclear if the victim was seriously injured in the incident. However, Gomez was arrested and hit with an aggravated assault with a deadly weapon and domestic violence.
Because of the knife.
All right. Go ahead. What else do we have in the news, Andrew?
Moving on. New York Post reports serial rape suspect found after trying to join the police force hunting him.
What an idiot.
That's kind of a smart move, I think.
You know what? I think he's closer than you think, guys. I think you're almost.
Oh, we're on to him, all right.
He's. I think you're really close. And then they walk away. You're getting colder.
That's kind of a good idea. If you're part of the group, like, we just can't find this guy.
Yeah. Plus, it puts you on the inside. Man, you can destroy evidence if you need to.
Yeah. That's not the dumbest idea I've heard.
Well, I mean, the serial raping is probably.
Well, that part, we're not talking about that part.
Cops hunting a serial rapist in Georgia found him right under their noses when he tried to join their police force.
I'm here to help you guys track down this rapist. I have some inside information. Heard he's very good looking.
You just look like the other cops look at the sketch from the witnesses and look at him. Look at the sketch. Look at him.
Heard he's very good looking. Chiseled pecs, nice abs, big dick.
There's something about this guy, but I can't quite put my finger on
it. So elusive and intelligent. I mean,
you admire this criminal.
I'm going to help you track him down. I'm going to do you a favor.
God damn it. We need more go-getters like him. Spindler, go learn the lesson from this man. You two, go off alone in the bushes and see if he can teach you a thing or two.
In order to conquer and beat the criminal, you have to get into his mind. You have to really get into his head.
See, Spindler, Sabal's going places.
Yeah, I fell asleep again. Kenneth Thompson's Bowen.
You just randomly fall asleep.
Yep, I slept at work, boss. My bad.
It's a meeting. It's another meeting that should have been an email, okay?
All right. What else is this?
Kenneth Brown. Chemist. Ugh,
oh, my
chemist.
God.
Chemist.
Chemist Walter White.
Kenneth Thomas Bowen III, age 24, only came to the spotlight when he joined the Clayton.
Mayor?
When he joined the Clayton County Police Department's Academy in 2018, he was fired after just a few months for lateness and constant lying.
Maher?
Officers later realized that Bowen had been named a suspicious person after at least one of eight sex attacks that terrorized Jonesboro since 2015.
Since 2015?
According to the Atlanta Journal-Constitution.
No wonder he thought he could join the police force. He got away with it for four fucking years.
I'm going to help them out. They take too long to find me. I'm going to join
up. I'm bored.
Detectives soon noticed the striking resemblance.
I made a joke, and that's real.
100% what happened.
Holy shit.
I don't know if you should be proud of that, like, as a police officer. Like, I found out it was him. Or if you guys were all a bunch of yahoos
fucking
for
idiots.
Hiring him.
Detectives soon noticed the striking resemblance between Bowen's photo and police sketches.
That's straight out of The Naked Gun. Like, there's something about him that seems so goddamn familiar. All right, time to go look at the witness.
Does anyone else get any, like, rape vibes when he passes by? Because he's very creepy. No? Just me?
All right.
Well, never mind then. Go ahead.
After also...
Let's send him on duty.
This is a South Park episode.
Truly. Oh, completely.
It's like wearing a fake mustache and nobody figured it out.
After also linking Bowen's tattoos to the suspect's description, officers obtained a search warrant for his DNA, which linked him to eight attacks, police said last week. This is the best part.
There is no best part to the story, okay? He was a rapist, okay? Fucking sicko.
You're just as bad as Tony.
Had he not attempted to join the ranks...
I bet you don't pick age-appropriate relationships either. Nasty.
Yep. Had he not attempted to join the ranks in the Clayton County Police Department, it is questionable as to when we would have apprehended him.
Had he not turned himself in, we just couldn't have figured this one out.
Clayton County Police Chief Kevin Roberts said, according to the AGC...
Why would you say that? We're so inept that had he not made a ballsy... Bold move, bold strategy there, Cotton. We probably still be looking for him to this day. Meanwhile, has anyone seen my car keys?
Bowen has been charged with seven counts of rape and one count of sexual battery. Officials said the attacks happened within a 2-mile radius of where Bowen lived in Jonesboro. None occurred during his time at the academy.
He was busy working.
All right, what That's else do we terrible. Have in the news, Andrew?
Fox News reports Elizabeth Banks suggests her Charlie's Angels box office bomb is because...
Let's skip it. That one also makes me a little upset.
He's wrong.
What about the Daily Star reporting genetically engineered babies within 2 years as scientists...
Wait, hold on. She's wrong about what?
She's wrong that guys don't want to see female lead movies.
No, she's wrong.
That's fucking wrong.
Yeah.
Aliens, shut up.
No, but her point was, okay, because I disagree with her, but I also understand what she was trying to say. I think she's aggravated and she's frustrated her movie bombed. And she's doing what a lot of filmmakers are doing and lashing out at comic book movies because, as we all can agree, they've kind of destroyed the cinema.
Yeah. Different argument, though.
There is no taste for anything else other than superhero films. But she's entitled to her opinion. My issue, the reason why I didn't want to get into it, but it looks like we are, is that it's this entire fanboy mafia that's now a thing where you cannot say anything about comic book movies without facing their wrath on social media. Ridiculous. Martin Scorsese can have an opinion on a movie and say, hey, this isn't cinema. I disagree with him, but he can have that opinion. And also, people don't understand what he's trying to say. There is a difference between true cinema and what we're now getting in the form of Marvel comic movies. They're paint by number popcorn flicks. That's what he's trying to say. And people know what he's trying to say. But instead, they attack him. Elizabeth Banks was essentially saying that there is no taste for these types of movies any longer. And knowing
knowing that,
she probably shouldn't have made this movie with this cast. There really isn't any big names. Kristen Stewart is a big name, but she's very divisive.
She's a medium name.
She's an A-lister, but she's very divisive. And because of that, people just aren't going to see this movie. The problem was, it's just the wrong time for yet another reboot. I understand her aggression. I understand her thoughts on the situation. She also said that comic book movies don't really count because it's typically a male genre. And she's not wrong. Are there women that read comic books? Are there women that love Star Wars? Are there women that love Marvel comics? Absolutely. But when you do the numbers, it's like 80-20. It's like 90-10. And I know this firsthand from our numbers, from our demographics, our analytics. So she's not wrong. I feel like there's this thing now where you can't talk bad about any superhero films without being attacked.
Here's the thing, though. I agree with those sentiments. And I do think that cinema is in a massive, massive rut. And I, as I've said on Critique Revolve and the Marvel on RMD show, I'm tired of the comic book movies, and with Endgame being the end of the main installments, I'm not looking forward to anything else. I really don't care. I want something different. My problem is that with her statement or her argument is pinned as she says we need more women voices supported with money because that's the power. The power is in the money. Correct. But it's also probably not the strongest idea to reboot Charlie's Angels, something that has not necessarily aged very well in the first place, with whether or not she's attractive or popular. Kristen Stewart is not bringing in people like Scarlett Johansson.
No.
She's not an A-lister to me. She's a B+.
She's an A-lister, but she's not a box office draw.
There wasn't anything about Charlie's Angels that we needed right now. And like the comic book movies, like Scorsese's argument, it's less that it's paint by numbers filmmaking, because frankly, what hero's journey technically isn't paint by numbers. It's more that these movies have nothing to say. There's no artistic voice to these movies. They're just reboots, cash grabs. Let's
take a popular
title.
So what are you disagreeing then with Banks? That's what I'm trying to understand. Are you disagreeing or agreeing with what she said?
I agree with the concept. I disagree with how she framed the argument.
She's angry.
Yeah, but don't.
Her movie just bombed. She's angry. If she's going to say things, then she's not going to really worry about your, like, you know, feelings. Hey, men don't like these movies. Do you like Charlie's Angels, Thomas?
I've never watched it, so I can't say whether or not I like it, because it was before my time.
Okay, why didn't you go see this one?
Because I've had no time to see any movies in the last few months.
Why didn't you see this movie? And why are you not going to see it?
I have no interest in Charlie's Angels.
So her point is right.
I have no interest in the next Thor movie. I had little interest in fucking Endgame, except for the fact that I felt like I had to see the second half of the movie.
Okay, you're kind of splitting hairs. Her point was pretty spot on. She chose the wrong movie to direct. There's no appetite for what this offered, especially because it was a bit of an agenda piece. So she's right.
Exactly.
Men aren't lining up to go see this. She's right. All right. Go ahead. What else do we have?
Daily Star reports that genetically engineered babies are within 2 years as scientists make a breakthrough.
And if this was like Brie Larson saying it, I would be like, go fuck yourself.
Why is she any different?
Elizabeth Banks isn't that I'm going to get on a soapbox and preach. So she's coming from a more, I think, a real place. If this was some protest lackey, that's all they do. Every fucking statement that comes out of their mouth is some agenda. Then I would be like, go jump in a lake. And
I guess my thing is more, I don't disagree with the statement that cinema only, or people only want these kind of shit movies right now. But are you really going to use that as your argument as to why this clearly bad idea bombed? This isn't like you wrote Shawshank and it's the audience's fault that it didn't take off. It wasn't something that people wanted in the first place.
I think people are burnt out with things that feel like there's going to be an agenda to it.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, go ahead.
Genetically engineered designer babies could be just 2 years away and spark a revolution.
We got to wrap. Actually.
All right.
All right. Later.
Fuck the babies.
We'll be right back with the post show. And I hope it's hosted by Thomas.
Thank you for listening to The Rain Man Show with your host, Michael Flores, with hosts Thomas Cowley, Tony Sabal, and Andrew Spindler. Produced by Michael Flores and Bobby Doherty, The Rain Man Show is a Cazador Productions and Rain Man Digital Broadcast production. For all things Rain Man Show, go to rainmandigitalmedia.com.
It lives next door. My dick so big, that all I want is fuck the world. My dick so big, it touched the sky. I check out as a luggage when I
fly. Welcome everybody to the Rain Man Show post show. I'm your host tonight, Thomas Cowley. Joined with me is Tony Sabal.
Hello, hello.
And Andrew Spindler.
Yes, that's me.
I wonder if they wrote the song after getting stung by a bee. Because that's immediately what I thought of. And it's fucking catchy, I gotta say.
It's big,
my dick is very big. A whole beehive. I wonder if beekeepers listen to this while they work.
10 secrets.
Do you just wear like the top half of the outfit and the hood and just leave your... Do you just shirt cock it the whole
just
time
walk
while working?
Around.
Oh, man.
Dick forward. It's like, no, I hope I don't get stung in my penis.
No. I got stung again. Another 2 inches for me. What are we talking about? The post show. That's right. Yeah. Anyway, I think with that, let's start there. I wouldn't do it. We never got to Andrew. Would you do it or not?
Absolutely.
That scenario in which it got bigger for 5 years and then went back to normal and then you lost two forever.
The super unnecessary Flowers for Algernon, but not Flowers for Algernon scenario.
Okay, you read one fucking Scholastic book.
It was the only one that I read in grade school.
Uh-huh.
Jesus
Christ. No.
You wouldn't go for it?
Nah. I'm too young.
You're too young.
I'm too young. I'm
That's
already
an old man's game.
I'm disappointing enough women as it is. I don't need to be like really on the top of my game for 5 years and then have my reputation precede.
You don't
me.
Want your 30s to be any worse.
I don't want my 30s to be like, hey, you're the dude who pleased 4 women in a single night over and over and over again. What the fuck happened? Like, that's part of the contract.
I like this pseudo sex magnet, sex pistol scenario you created for yourself there. You got 2 inches and now you're pleasing 4 women a night, yeah. Multiple nights in a row, multiple times that night.
Look, shoot for the stars, but not.
And you'll end up killing someone 6 miles away.
Yep.
All right, then. Daydreams aside, I think that it was, I'm kind of laughing a fair amount that the world is as stupid as it is. Like, I'm usually kind of angry when I read a lot of these stories, when we talk a lot about these subjects, but for some reason, I'm just more in a laugh it off mood. Maybe it's because it's the holidays. Maybe it's because I saw several car accidents on the way here. So, you know, things could be worse.
And that's your source of amusement nowadays.
It's a sobering effect. You know, you're raged at certain things, but then you see someone got in a car wreck because Arizonans can't drive in the weather. that's not just sunny and bright. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, you know what? It could be worse today. So it's a dark way to look at it, but I think there's a positive message. And isn't that what the holidays are all about?
The holidays.
Depression.
Correct. Oh, dude, seasonal depression or whatever it is. Is a real thing that people suffer from, and the primary culprit is pressure to purchase gifts for people on the holidays for Christmas or Hanukkah or whatever you like, which is another reason why you should never buy anybody anything based solely because society is telling you to do.
Thanks for that, hippie Andrew.
Christmas sucks.
All right, then.
Also, to bring it down even more so, it turns out that the bee sting penis story, it is
don't ruin it. Don't ruin the dream.
It's known satire.
Yeah. I fucking hate you. Yeah. Why are you the way that you are?
I hey news.
I hail from Florida.
I hailian.
Shut news. Up. You're stroking out right now. That's probably from your botulism-based drink over here.
It was a good drink.
This. So for those who missed some of it, Andrew created or fermented, maybe both, a rice-based alcohol drink, not sake's poor cousin.
Not dissimilar to sake. Yeah.
And he tied it to the Philippines.
It looks like cum. Like it flat out does.
So the color was actually an unfortunate joke.
Smells better. I'll give you that.
Yeah. When the Sato has been sat, the solid sink to the bottom.
Say that six times fast.
Right. When I trundled on into the studio like the proud little
trundled
like the proud little dumb boy I am. I shook the bottle too much.
Talking old English now.
The more he's been talking since the pre-show tonight, the more I'm concerned that we will die from this drink.
Yeah,
because it is possible to get foodborne illness, including botulism, from fermented stuff.
It is,
and if you did this improperly, symptoms could show up within 18 to 36 or 72 hours or something like that. You're acting a little weird, and you drank this on Saturday.
Look at this way.
Look at this way? Not look at it.
Look at it this way.
Uh-huh.
18 hours.
Another sign. Another symptom.
18 hours. That'll put you well into the workday for tomorrow. Go home sick.
And die alone.
Yep.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Piece of advice.
I'm giving you a day off. You should thank me.
The last day off you'll ever need. Yeah. No, it didn't taste that bad. I'm a little concerned for my health, but overall,
it's fine.
It does need a little, like okay, Mike so you, said, it needs a little bit of flavor.
I do need to put some juice drink to it.
You've proven that you could brew.
I can.
He's proven. Mm-hmm. Impress me more.
All right.
I mean, let me see exactly, you know, step your game up. I want to see some small batch, you know, like adult.
He wants you to bring him moonshine Jack Daniels.
Yeah. So the estimated alcohol percentage of this is 15 to 25%.
Shit.
So it's just about a shot.
Well, if that ends up being the case and none of us die, well done.
Yeah.
Well, how much alcohol again? How much alcohol?
It's supposed to be about 15 to 25%.
Well, maybe it'll make Tony's horribly inappropriate dating selections of younger women in their well into their 20s, close to 30s.
I think it was
appropriate because he had too much to drink. No, the idea that everyone lost their shit that Keanu Reeves was dating someone, quote, age appropriate and quote, normal. I completely understand with and agree with.
We all agree that it's insulting.
Does anybody have a dissenting opinion on that one?
No, people's relationships are their own, and if they're not harming anybody, you should say the fuck out of it.
Like, it's one thing, if you see very obviously that it's a gold digger situation or a creepy dude situation or something that is very, very obvious, we can all judge. We all do, frankly. There's no way we're going to stop that. But it's also none of our fucking business. That's the whole point of gossip. And I think that's one of the bigger things, like, to sound like a old fuddy-duddy, that's one of the things that I do kind of think we've stumbled into accidentally is that gossip used to be frowned upon. And now it's called Twitter. And we all share it. And we're always talking about it. And everyone needs to put their two cents in about everyone else's relationship and everyone else's status and political opinion and what job they have and what car they drive and all these other fucking things.
This could be a stretch, but because Keanu Reeves is like the it guy nowadays.
He's very popular.
What if it were somebody else instead of Keanu Reeves?
If you, and that's how you'd like test it. If you made it a different story where an older female actress date someone her age appropriate, that'd be just weird. If she was dating a younger person, they'd be like, you go girl kind of attitude.
If anybody brought that up, like a female is dating a male equivalent.
You're saying she has to date men in her age, fucking asshole?
The publication that would have put that story out would be shut down in a fucking day.
And we're not trying to sound sexist. It's just, let's point out the idiocy that is these kind of articles.
Yep.
Basically, Keanu Reeves is with somebody he cares for. That's the end of the story, regardless of who that is.
And
it shouldn't matter.
If you even dig deeper into his backstory, it's a little tragic. It's not
his life is.
It's really tragic.
He's also super uncomfortable with the amount of fame that he's gotten in recent years. He is exceptionally uncomfortable.
Well, don't do a good movie called John Wick. I mean, honestly. No. Well,
he's very charismatic. He's extremely charismatic. You know, he comes across as very down to earth, so to speak.
Yeah.
You know, and it's just like, you know, but if his story is fascinating and tragic.
Well,
I think part of it, you know, because of this quote unquote outrage over his girlfriend being seen in public like that, is just like, you know, like it's a little cruel. It's pretty cruel.
Well, really, the public is a fickle bunch, as we've seen with Disney Plus. For a while there, Disney buys Star Wars. Disney's doing this. Disney's doing that. And so many people were like, oh, my God, Disney can do no wrong. And then a couple fucked up steps in the movie realm alone and ripping everything out of the hearts and minds of every other previously existing streaming service. And now you get, as Mike said, they conned everybody into buying the Disney Channel. And the thing that bothers me is if Disney Plus felt like a rapist, because when I turned on my PlayStation, and there front and center in my TV show apps is Disney Plus that I didn't have a subscription for, didn't pay for, didn't install. And it's on my fucking system.
On the home dashboard. Yep.
I saw the advertisement when I fired up my Amazon Fire TV. And all of a sudden it says Avengers Endgame. See it on Disney Plus. I'm like going,
watch the movie I bought.
Yeah.
Kind of thing.
I'm in the same boat.
We could all be critical.
But they raped my PlayStation.
We could be absolutely critical.
They forced something in.
Yeah.
Tony, I'm having a moment. They forced something in that I did not want and I did not consent to.
He's relaxing on the couch.
But the
and
bottom
then next thing I know, it's in my face.
$7 a month out the window.
But the bottom line is, it is, in a sort of twisted way, it is brilliant marketing.
It's not brilliant marketing.
It's
forced. Paid rape. It is digital rape.
But
we gotta sound drop that. Somebody,
I will
please
pay you to force something on someone else.
Maybe brilliant marketing may not be the appropriate
buy
thing,
space.
But it is
like a vacant
guess
billboard.
Hey, do you think that you own your PS4?
I own the apps that
no,
I
you fucking
on
do
it.
Not. You it absolutely
is,
do not.
Not like really, but I
greatest,
should control that.
It is the greatest con job.
It's a con job.
It is
because
the greatest
we have
con
what
job.
Do we have for it?
I prefer
all the
hand
movies
jobs.
And TV. No, you don't. All the movies and TV shows people already owned, and a 30-minute special of Star Wars Extended Edition.
So I brought this up to Allie. He's like, "Hey, Allie, you bought Disney Plus." I'm like, "No, I'm not going to do it." I'm like, "You love all the bullshit Disney cartoons from back in the day when we grew up, obviously." Like, yeah, I'm just, the only one I give a shit about is Mandalorian. So we're going to wait for the full first season to be out, slide into that 7-day free trial.
And watch all of it.
Watch all of it and then cancel that bunk fake credit card that
just
we put in there.
Just spend $6.
No!
I mean, Mandalorian's worth $6. Don't be an asshole about
sure.
it.
You know what?
Disney is a bunch of assholes, but don't be an asshole about stealing a show.
Not like, stealing anything.
Take it out on Disney. Don't take it out on that actual show.
I'm not stealing anything.
You know, I at the same time, when I bought the Disney Plus, I ended up getting the HBO Plus, too.
Plus or HBO Max?
Max, excuse me.
I don't even know the difference between
those. Or
was
it HBO Go?
Yeah, you know, like, but
or Go Now Plus Max.
I find myself watching more of their shows, even though Disney only had one original, The Mandalorian.
I got to sign back up for HBO.
It was a ballsy move to force everyone to have it and to have only one new show as a whole. But I think it's a more ballsy move to bite someone in the penis when you're angry with them. As
Which
this one woman in Shock, Florida, did.
I was super excited because because the local Fox affiliate was reporting the story, and I thought that I was going to be able to look out my window and see a serial penis biter just running down the street.
That was a bold move, but I think the story that takes the cake tonight was definitely the serial rapist who joined the police academy, like the police search squad, for himself. And the only reason he even got caught was because he did that.
Kenneth Thomas Bowen III.
Is that not just like the Darwin Award for all the police force in that area? Dumb idiots only caught him because he basically turned himself in, like the end scene from Seven.
I'm going to show him how smart I am. I'm going to outsmart myself.
That is CSI villain.
This is congratulations, you played yourself territory, and his mugshot shows it.
All right. Either way, this is the funniest moment, but that's going to do it here for us on the Rain Man Show post show. Thank you for listening, and we'll see you all next time. It's time to lay low, your knees are bending, so it's time to get up and let go. Get caught up on the ground.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.